Yesterday, we checked in on the Kalamazoo River as this week marks 4 years since the Enbridge pipeline oil spill. Today, we look back on one of the most catastrophic man-made environmental disasters ever, the Exxon Valdez oil spill. It was just after midnight, March 24, 1989, when the Exxon Valdez struck a reef in Prince William Sound. 11 million gallons of crude oil gushed into the pristine waters. The cleanup effort was staggering. Among those called to help was U.S. Coast Guard Lieutenant Commander Thomas Haas. He was a chemist and an expert in hazmat cleanup. 25 years later, that lieutenant commander is the president of Grand Valley State University, and he joins us now. Welcome.
It's good to be here. Thank you.
Tell us, how long after the spill was it before you were called to Alaska?
Well, we heard about it, of course, quickly in March, and I was finishing off my semester teaching chemistry and doing some coaching as well. Got a call saying that we needed maybe to get some cadets up here to help with the spill cleanup, basically doing an internship in many regards. But we want you up here because of your background in hazardous materials transportation, and wanted to make sure that we had some people on site that could help the on-scene coordinator.
So tell us what you remember of what you saw when you stepped onto that scene, because that story had been topping the news for weeks. So clearly we'd seen it on the news, but what was the reality like when you got there?
Well, it was really fascinating because they were still trying to figure out, with all the different stakeholders, federal, state, local jurisdictions. We had environmentalists, of course, there. We had the industry, the fishing industry, being impacted. And so you had a lot of folks all trying to figure out how to clean this up, and Exxon in particular really wanted to demonstrate, I think, their exercise of good stewardship by trying to clean it up. But we had to figure out what clean meant.
In meaning what?
Well, we had oil, which is I guess you'd basically say it's a mixture of various compounds. All the light ends, that means the gasolines and the like, evaporated, but we were stuck with a lot of goopy mess, and that was hitting beaches and in very, very sensitive area, and these beaches were very, very difficult to get to. So when we got there, we had to figure out what does clean mean, and how would you monitor the actual progress on cleaning this particular disaster? And we had to face enormous challenges because of the location.
And there were good faith efforts to clean up, but in retrospect, things perhaps were done that were not good for the environment.
I agree with that. In fact, when we were there, I was entrusted with what was called the job of data manager. I had to do a day-by-day assessment of the various sites upon which we were, quote, trying to clean up, unquote. And I was able to take, at that point in time, some of the infancy with graphic technology to help the on-scene coordinator identify the sites and identify measurements on what clean would be. Well, when we went out to see the reactions of the various and good intentions with Exxon and all, but we were using very, very intrusive means to clean up, basically sterilizing, in fact, some of the beach areas. And that was with hot water spray, hundreds and hundreds of people trying to, quote, clean up. And then we also were faced with the decision on whether or not we used other types of agents to help clean up, too, which were not tested. One area, though, that I thought was quite positive as a result of this was through bioremediation. We were able to do some testing in certain of the beach areas because there are indigenous bacteria will actually consume some of the oils if you treat the area with some basically fertilizers to enable the bacteria to grow and then consume the oil. And we were actually pleased to see some of the results of that particular experiment. But the real efforts to actually, in fact, sterilize the areas with steam and high pressure water and all really was not the best way to go.
So it's interesting when you think of history repeating itself. What lessons do you believe that we did learn from the Exxon Valdez disaster?
Well, I think that, one, there's a lot of politics that is involved. Those that believe that they have certain jurisdictions. I do know that after the fact, we had the Oil Pollution Act, which helped with a better understanding of how to ship oil with double hull and the like. So I think we put into place some requirements that help with the safety issues of the environment, also of the workers on board the vessels. But I do think that the lessons learned is that expediency, rushing to do a cleanup may not be the best end long term.
Thomas Haas, president of Grand Valley State University, as a Coast Guard lieutenant commander, he helped in the cleanup of Prince William Sound after the Exxon Valdez spill 25 years ago. Hard to believe it's been 25 years, isn't it?
It really is. It went by in a snap. And what's really fascinating now is my son, who is a lieutenant commander in the Coast Guard, has been stationed up in Alaska twice in his career so far. So we do have a legacy in our family of helping serve Alaska and helping serve our nation. And I'm very proud of him and picking up that part of the responsibilities we have.